Okay. Easy. Don't trip over the shoes. Watch your step. Okay. I'm gonna sit you down on the couch. Slowly. You okay? Okay. Just making sure. You know, you kinda plop down on that couch pretty hard. Yep. Cause you're totally not wasted or anything. No. Absolutely not. Who am I to think that? Jeez. That was a workout. Yeah. Did you get what you wanted? Nope. It wasn't a hassle at all. Well, like, as your girlfriend, it's my job. You know? Well, kiss you, my little baby. Yeah, no. I get it. You are a clingy drunk, though, I won't lie. Hey, I got no problems. The only problem I had was trying to log you up the stairs. Like, oh, man. But it's good to be home, right? Yeah? How you feeling? Because I'm worried about you. Do you need anything? Like water, some more food. I know you ate a lot at the bar, but... Yeah. Is that what you think? You must be Superman, because I could never. Here, I'll get you... We have... some chips in the closet. Sorry, what, babe? Wow. You want the spicy ones. That's insane, because I got the spicy ones for myself, and you were all like, oh, my spicy farts or whatever. Like, you did. You said that. Talk about your spicy farts when you go to bed at night. And you uncover the covers and you're like, oh my god, what's that smell? I'll get you the spicy ones, yes. But you are gonna have to drink a glass of water beforehand. And I'm sure you don't want to drink water during. Alright, I got your meal here. Fit. For a king, really. Mm-hmm. Water and spicy chips. You have to drink this first. No. You have to drink the water first. Because I said so. I'm the queen of this castle. So drink the water. Drink half of it. It's just a glass. It's like a cup of water. You are overreacting. Just take it. Gulp. Okay, yeah. Here. Not the spicy chips. Whatever. Doesn't it feel good, though? Like, water, when you're drunk, it's like... No. Oh, yeah, I'm sure. Here, wait. Wait, wait, wait. Arms up. Taking your hoodie off. Because you don't need it inside the house. Come on. Arms up. There you go. Whew. Does that feel better? Oh, come on, I know you feel better. You're just lying to me because you want to be all tough. Yeah, so tough for me. You're so tough for me, baby. Mm-hmm. How are my... I mean... the chips. I'll be sure to get some more later. Heck no! It's pitch black outside and it's raining. Yes, it is. Did you not see the rain? I don't know why I'm even asking you. You just want to go against everything I say tonight. Whatever. Whatever. I know how to get my way. Especially with you. Uh-huh. Is there anything you need? I'm gonna ask you again. Well, I could get you some stuff that will leave you not hungover in the morning. Like more water, but you don't want to talk about that right now, do you? Obviously. I could get you a blanket. I could get you whatever you want. Oh, you're cute. You don't even have to ask. What else? Come on, I'm your servant for tonight. Give me something to do. Do not call me a peasant. I won't be your servant if you're gonna call me a peasant. Hell no. What do you think I am? Your servant, not your peasant. You're so mean to me. I should call somebody for this domestic abuse right now, honestly. No, I wouldn't. I wouldn't. You poor soul. How dare I say such a thing? Mm-hmm. Okay. Well, since I know what's best for you, obviously, take this little blanket right here. It's just a throw. No, I'm not. You're gonna be crawling in that bed in like maybe an hour, and you want me to bring all the sheets? No. I take it back. I'm not your servant, okay? I'm not, okay? I am your loving girlfriend. And I'm telling you right now, we're not taking the sheets off of the bed. No, because you want the throw on the bed. And I don't want you to have that. Especially since it's white and you have little dust all over your finger. Babe. You can whine all you want. The poor baby can't have the one blanket they want. Take my blanket. Take it. Look. Wait, you haven't seen it yet. Look at it. Oh, it's a wolf. It's a wolf one. Now you want the throw. I told you. Ooh, dude, the alpha powers. Channeling through you. Well, like when you get a throw for a couch, right? It's not like a normal blanket. You can't, it's like law that you can't get a normal blanket. You gotta get like some pattern or something on it. And I wanted a wolf for my couch. But here's the thing. There was. What? No. No. Okay, wait, listen to my story first, please. Please. You're excited for no reason, okay? Let me tell it. Okay. There was a throw that was. It was a bear. And it had. It had a wizard hat on. And like a margarita in its hand. I kid you not. And I was gonna get that, but I was like, it wouldn't match the vibe of my. The apartment, so I was like, I'll get the wolf one, the blue one. And I like the wolf one because it's like stereotypical, like alpha male. I shouldn't say male, but alpha wolf territory. We're alphas in this household, babe. Shh, oh my god. It is. Way too late for you to be doing that. I did it, but I did not scream it at the top of my lungs, dude. You're crazy. You're so crazy. I'm sure you do hate me. Take the wolf. His name's Albert now. It's our son. We are alpha wolf parents. There you go, Albert. Nice and cozy. Yeah, I'll join you in a second. Let me turn on the TV. Okay. Yep, I'm coming. I'm coming. Okay. Scooch over. Scoochie. Yeah, well, you're gonna be on the edge. Okay. The couch is not as big as the bed. I'll just hold you extra close, okay? I promise you're not gonna fall. Okay. We're watching crime things on TV, definitely. Because it's how I end my night usually, and you know, you're definitely gonna fall asleep in the middle of it, so. You are. You're gonna fall asleep with your little Cheeto dust-like hands, okay? Hot chip dust all over your freaking fingers, okay? And you're gonna wake up in the middle of the night and you're gonna notice that I was right. Whatever you say, babe, whatever you say. But we're watching this. Behind the Masked Killer. Oh, relax. It's not gonna show anything. It's just the interview process and stuff. It's really interesting. You're gonna love it.
Babe? Baby?
Oh no. Oh. You're not feeling good? Should have given you some. I should have, huh? No. You don't look good either. Did you throw up? Yeah. You know, it might have not just been the alcohol, it might have been the chips, too. I'm just saying. Just saying. Poor baby. Sorry. I don't mean to, like, baby you or anything. Yeah. Yes, I know. Is this okay? Okay. Poor baby. I can't help it. Look at you. Need some water? Not right now? Okay. Do you still feel sick? Is that why? Oh, man. It's okay. I don't feel good. Of course, I gotta get up and help, you know? I know. That's where all the regret comes in, I know. And then you won't touch it for like months. So you're like, okay, maybe. Never again, huh? We'll see how that goes, yeah. No, I'm just saying, we'll see. But you had a fun night, right? Yeah, you did a lot of that, but, you know, I was working, so. No, it's okay. Because I like taking care of you, you know? It's like my primal instincts, I guess. I don't know what it is. You do? Like, for sure, you feel... Okay. How about you brush your teeth and get a cold rag? Okay. So you can put it on your forehead. It'll make you less nauseous. Trust. And I'm gonna go get you some medicine and a glass of water, okay? Does that sound good? Yeah, head to bed. Don't head to the couch. I can already feel the back pain from sleeping on that couch. It's gonna be really bad. And plus, can you imagine what it's gonna feel like when you get in that bed? Oh my goodness. It's gonna feel like heaven. And you can have the fuzzy blanket, assuming that you don't have Cheeto dusts or whatever on your fingers. Because I don't want to get it dirty. You wouldn't want to get it dirty either. And you can pick whatever show you want, because I know you're probably going to be up for a little bit. Who goes to sleep nauseous? I know. I'll get you a pill for it. Don't worry. The nurse is here. Okay, here's your toothbrush. You brush your teeth and your tongue. Don't forget it. And I'll go get you your meds and stuff, okay? Okay. Meet you in the bedroom, okay?